Welcome back to Ye Old Anxiety. This is an audio journal of somebody trying to stop anxiety ruining their lives forever. If that's the strap line, love it. We're back. I'm back. And as the weeks go by, I'm slowly starting to come back to myself. I spoke about in the last recording having this space where I sit in my bedroom and hit record as a container for me to play with, essentially, and come back to creativity being a space of play. And for how long? It's not necessarily that the things I haven't created haven't been, you know, cathartic or from the heart or authentic or real, but there's a, I guess, performance, yes, like a self-consciousness in how I've approached creating. And in this day and age, to actually engage with art for fun is hard. We're chronically online. I'm chronically online, and viewing myself as this kind of avatar of my Instagram profile and who people think I am and who people that I've met a few times or maybe who knew me from a few years ago think I am, and feeling this need to share something, that I've been, that I've done something, you know, that I have news to share. And how just pointless that has been, it is, and how unreal it is, how far away from reality it is. And these avatars, these Instagram pages that, you know, are in no way a true or real representation of who we are as a person. How could they be, right? It's just snap on a smartphone. But our whole lives, our conditions, our practices, our thoughts, our beliefs are sandwiched into these weird, addictive, money-making, data-grabbing machines that we all kind of know. Like, I feel like social media has really got to the point where we know it's beyond, it, like, the facade of it being in any way real or authentic is gone, but we're on it anyway. It's built in, and it's just something we use to distract ourselves from day-to-day life. And yeah, so I guess the thing I really wanted to get off my chest today is my thoughts on this situation that I found myself in, where I was working on a podcast pitch and developing this idea for 6 months or more, and had put in the hours really to research, to record trailers, to develop it, to do the research. Oh my god. Like, as in research of developing the idea for the podcast, and then guests and interviewing guests, and even like just, actually I hadn't paid any guest, but was willing to, you know, like it was all happening. And I reached out to the largest independent production company in the UK and pitched to them, basically, and was really trying to get their support, trying to get a collaboration with them, or, you know, just to be at the table, you know. And it was unlikely because they generally work with kind of bigger celebrities or, you know, experts in different fields or whatever. But I thought, fuck it, I'll give it a shot. You know, I've got experience. It's a good idea. And long story short, they fucking nicked the idea. Like, they put out something very, very similar to my concept. They took sentences from my pitch deck, you know, hooks from my pitch deck, and used it in the trailer. Yeah, it's like insane. And I just had to sit back and kind of be like, oh, okay. Now, where my mental health has been really going down the last few months, my work on that project had kind of ceased, to be honest. Like, it was on the back burner. Really, the podcast was about how do we find hope and optimism in the political climate we find ourselves in. And it was looking at the, you know, I guess trying to interrogate that idea, you know, how do we organize collectively? How do we resist the structures? How do we resist the spiral that we find ourselves in humanity, like as a global population, you know? Which was, to put it, like, to be conservative, was probably a bit more than I can chew. As much as, you know, like, I study politics, I studied economics. I'm deeply engaged with the world, I guess, from that perspective of, we're really trapped in a fucked up system, and the power lies with the people to get out of it, which is not an original thought, I know. And so critically engaging with the world and having those conversations or talking to people who are like experts or researchers or community activists is deeply, deeply, like, inspiring and motivating to me, and something I really want to do. But to actually articulate that project and bring it together just feels like more than I can chew at the moment. And, you know, I guess I wasn't really creating or giving myself space to, like, create or have fun with creativity outside of that project, and just in conjunction with some other things going on in life, I just got a bit like overwhelmed. But to be honest with you, also in that, as I become more suspicious of my anxiety and the story that I tell myself around my mental health and my anxiety and what it has control over, I think more about how sabotage and self-sabotage is such a reoccurring theme in certain projects that I take on, you know? It's like I'll start with all the best intentions, and for various reasons, like, it won't come to fruition because I've capsized my own boat, you know? Or, I guess, allowed certain barriers or certain obstacles to be the end game. So there's different, I'm thinking about it in different ways. I think with this project right now, I kind of was just like, cool, that's fucking shit. That feels shit. I feel like I've been mugged off and I feel angry at them for that. But on the other, I kind of know that pursuing that project right now didn't feel like it was right for me, and that I kind of need to lower the stakes for myself and just work on consistency and work on a kind of a pace and a structure. You know, I know creativity can come in bursts and whatever, but realistically what I lack is a practice. like an artistic practice, and that's what I want. Like, at this point, I'm not even talking about a career or something that's going to give me money. It's more just like, as a human with limited time on this planet, how do I want to spend it? The time that I have free, how do I want to use it? And instead of being so bogged down with the Instagram world and how things may look, like, how am I actually living my life? And so that's why this space, just cultivating a space where for 20 minutes a week, I just sit down and hit record and don't filter myself. That's the cookies. I just made cookies. One sec. Oh my God. They're looking good. So kind of creating space for something to emerge. And, you know, I've done podcasts before. I've looked at this desktop that I'm looking at right now many times before, but I've always had such a different approach to it, and things had to be so meticulously researched and planned, which is great, you know, but I've just terrified myself away from doing something because I want to do it, and kind of just become so self-conscious of what I'm saying, or what the point is of what I'm saying, or trying to make a really big point, you know, trying to really, that I've kind of just got myself into, back myself into a corner that doesn't feel fun. So I'm trying to look at my life. I'm trying to be a lot more curious with my life externally, but mainly internally, like the stories and the narratives that I have around my mental health, my relationship to myself, my ideas of what other people think about me and how much that matters or doesn't matter, you know, etc., etc. So, yeah, I think that that project being kind of, or that my idea being stolen, or some of my research being like just copied, whatever, is kind of just given me the go ahead to leave it for the moment and pursue this space, but also just this path of, instead of really trying to be like, okay, this is the idea, how do I make this? Just creating space in my life to create again, to have fun, to play, and just have that as a means to an end. This isn't a career, this isn't some bio that I'm going to put on my Instagram in, you know, X many times. This isn't something I'm going to create reels over, or some big marketing plan, or like, oh, how do I make something out of this? No, this is, fuck all of that. This is not a job. This is not, I know it is for so many people, but I'm just talking about like how I'm approaching a creative practice. And, you know, life is so short. Some things have happened in my life personally where the fragility of life has really come to head. And like, if I'm to die tomorrow, I'm not going to give a fuck that, I don't know, somebody thought what I did was cool, or that, I don't know, like just some performative shit. I'm going to care that I did something, or that I felt alive when I was doing something or making something, or that I love the people I love, you know? So yeah, so those are my thoughts for the day. I'm going to go check on these cookies and have a tea. I'll catch you guys later.